Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
I'm Dusha.
And I'm back.
It's Gemma. She's back.
Hey.
Hey, Gemma.
What's up?
How Good's Footy.
It's great.
Not on. How do you know?
Because the AFLW draft is happening.
Yeah, is the season happening?
Soon.
When?
Soon.
When is it starting? Because I need to know so I can plan my
holiday.
Life. Well, no, I've already booked a holiday, and I think I'm missing round one, boys.
That's okay. You'll be back for round two, round three.
Yep.
Round four.
Five.
Why didn't you book it in September?
Final
six. What do you mean?
If I was you, I would have booked it in September.
Finish top of the ladder, mate. Why would I book it in September?
I don't know. Your best player walked out of the club.
When?
Your other players are getting older.
When did he? Well, he. Shut up.
I'm just saying. I'm just.
Hey,
you know.
Grian Myers didn't go anywhere.
All right.
Fucking went to the ground like a sack of shit when someone fucking brushed his head.
He got brutally elbowed in the face.
Yeah, Sean's with me on this.
Yeah, I'm with you, absolutely.
Thank you.
I think you'll find it was the throat, but I also agree.
Yeah, throat.
Yeah, yeah.
It sent shockwaves up into his head.
Also, you're saying our best player has walked out. Tom Stewart's also still there, so.
Interesting he didn't go for Dangerfield.
Well, yeah, he's pretty good.
Tom Stewart was robbed for Mark of the Year.
Unfortunately, he took his
same
mark.
Same week as Liam Ryan.
Same week as Liam Ryan.
But also, Isaac Heaney was robbed for Mark of the Year. So
I just don't think any of those were even.
Who won Mark of the Year? I don't
know. Liam Ryan.
Over Max Gorn.
That's pretty good. Do you know what, though? The reason that mark's the best is that you could see him prepare for it, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
You see him call for the ball and then run a wide arc, so Gorn is like, oh, I've got this, and then.
And he gets studs to the face.
Hey, his name's not Toby Green, so it's allowed.
He didn't get studs to the face.
Yeah, he did. Watch it.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
Who kicked goal of the year?
Eddie.
Yeah, of course.
Should have been Charlie. Please.
Why?
Oh, Eddie's was pretty good.
Eddie's was incredible.
Which Eddie one was it?
The Gold Coast one.
See, the fact that you have to ask which Eddie one was
But I could say the same thing. Which Charlie one was nominated?
The one where he gets tackled 8 times?
Against St Kilda?
Yeah.
That transcended football.
Hey, just fun fact about Grian Myers is that...
We're going to talk about Geelong.
No, this is about Brisbane too.
All right. Oh, good.
So
I'm interested.
You have like your ground ball gets inside 50.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think the number one player in the league was Ablett.
Okay.
It was Gary Ablett, and then I think it was Cameron Betts, and then Grian Myers.
Betts.
Yep.
Interesting.
Pretty good company to be in as a guy effectively playing his first year at elite level.
Mm. Maybe he'll be, you know, tougher in the future. Keep his feet.
Mate.
Win some games.
Hey, it's my boy you're talking about.
Hopefully he doesn't have neck injuries. How many things did we get wrong about trade period last week?
So many.
Did we get anything right?
Matt was pretty spot on with the St Kilda. Like, his St Kilda dreams, not his final dream, but his just St Kilda dreams were pretty spot on. Like, St Kilda got everyone.
Mm. Yeah, and he was right that if they got the other deals done, Stephen would end up at Geelong. Tell you what I didn't pick, which none of us spoke up, and I've had to have a word with my dad, is that Josh Jenkins is now at the Cats, and I didn't expect that to happen. Dangerfield, what the fuck are you doing, man? Although, as I get it, Because when Hawkins missed that final, it became apparent that we do not have another key forward that's not Radigalia who's ready to go. So Jenkins is just there for when Hawkins misses 3 weeks.
Yep.
He's obligatory 3 weeks for just jump a punch, and then an elbow to the head.
And Adelaide are paying most of his salary.
We got him for nothing.
Almost were just like, this is a purge. We don't care what we get back.
I don't know. We're paying him $200K. That's it. That's the only bit of it. Yeah.
Out of, I think he was on 500, wasn't he? Or 600?
Yeah, because he signed that huge deal.
What are Adelaide doing?
I don't know.
Insanity.
Brisbane offered him 750 a few years ago.
That was when he was good for a little bit.
Yeah, well, I guess Adelaide were like, we've got two guys that don't really perform and love to pick, just kick goal, like real cheap, easy goals. And one of them was the captain. So I guess we got to let one of them go.
No, but Walker's got, I know we don't like him as a person, but he's got much more upside than Jenkins ever did.
Well, what
their
am I?
Their strengths are the same strength.
No, I agree with that, but players. I think Walker has more strengths than Jenkins does.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Like, if you had to pick one, like, Adelaide made the right call in keeping the one that they kept, but you don't want both in the same team.
To be fair. 100%.
But that's why, like, Darcy Fogarty's there. Why isn't he the one getting games instead of Jenkins, you know?
Well, he will be now because.
Hopefully.
Well, do Adelaide have enough players left before the draft to make a team?
I don't
think so.
They got so many future picks back as well, so I don't know if they have that many in the draft either.
It seemed like weird trading. They've got a lot of like future second rounds.
But that's what I mean. It was a purge. They just wanted to clear the books almost to start again.
Let's start with Adelaide. I can tell you that Andy Otten retired.
Yep.
Richard Douglas and Paul Hunter were delisted. I thought Richard Douglas retired.
Who's Paul Hunter?
I don't know.
Delisted.
He's gone now.
Never heard that.
Do they mean Seedsman?
No, he's definitely not gone.
Wouldn't be gone.
Well, I mean, it's Adelaide.
He's one of the better players.
Oh, Paul Hunter.
I don't know who Paul Hunter is.
The big Hunter.
Are you sure they didn't mean Troy Menzel?
Mate, it just says Paul Hunter. I don't know who he is.
I'm going to look him
up. You're disrespecting him now.
You keep going. I'm going to find out.
All right, this is
who
they traded out. Eddie Betts.
Yep.
Cam Alice-Yolman.
Yep.
Hugh Greenwood. Sam Jacobs. Josh Jenkins.
Alex Keith.
Paul and Hunter, they brought in Billy Frampton. That's a lot of list spots. What are they going to do? Is it just me? They don't have heaps of draft picks this year, do they?
No, that's what I mean. Like they only got back future draft picks.
They're just going to have to.
So they've got their usual set of probably imagine, 5 picks.
Yeah, and you'd imagine they're going to try the rookie route.
Bloody hell.
And the supplementary period, I guess, is a thing.
How many can you get though? Like two, yeah? Or does it just depend on your list spots?
I think it's your list spots.
They'd have a few.
Gold Coast, you get 10, is that right?
Yep. Because the AFL are like, oh, fuck, this isn't working. I get it. Mm. But also they didn't bring anybody in.
Well, yeah, they brought in Frampton.
To replace Sam.
So let me just reiterate. They didn't bring anybody in. Both South Australian clubs did fuck all.
Yeah, we'll get to one of the Port Adelaide decisions later because what the fuck?
Yeah.
I can talk about that. My brother's I got a very funny message from him that I'll talk about.
Did Adelaide attempt to try and bring anybody in? It was just like, there's no point this year. No one likes us.
I guess the culture's dead. They had no coach until recently. Well, no one knows who the fucking coach is.
Would you want to go there?
What's his name?
Matthew Nix. He's a Sydney Premiership player. Have some respect.
I've got no respect for Matthew Nix.
Fuck you,
I might have respected him before he picked a coaching job at Adelaide.
Who did he play for before Sydney?
Sydney.
Matthew Nix. Wasn't he a Port Adelaide guy as well?
I think he was on their list. Maybe he's a coach.
Way, way back, I think.
He was
thinking of Gavin Wanganeen.
Coaching at GWS.
Nix played.
Well.
I just remember playing AFL 97 on the Windows PC.
Yeah, firing it up.
Matthew Nix was in there, I think. Someone want to look that up?
Yeah, I'll double check that.
Good stuff. Adelaide, don't know. Don't know what to do with them.
Wow.
I feel like they can't play finals next year.
Well, no, I think they've got to rebuild the shit out of that list. Yeah. Which
they're
is
quite
dumb.
Old as well. Like,
yeah.
They've got a lot of old players, even though they got rid of a bunch. Like Riley O'Brien, he's 26, 27, who's like their best players. Rory Sloane is 29, 30. Yeah. Daniel Tarley is 30.
One of their other best players was 28 and Alex Keith.
But I mean, who's left? It's still quite an old list.
I would have traded Sloane probably.
No, but he signed on as a captain.
But here's the thing, though: when so they've lost six players who are probably outside of maybe Jenkins are in their best 22 probably this year.
Mm.
But what did they get back for it? A bunch of future draft picks.
Do they get any picks for this year from them?
If you're going to aggressively rebuild, you probably need to move someone on who's going to bring in a couple. Like they need a – other teams have done this. When they're rebuilding, they go, right, we've got one first-round pick. Let's try and bring in two more by trading aggressively. If Adelaide were to go to the draft
this year
with three
first-rounders. But they didn't sign a coach until midway through.
Well, that's their problem too. They're completely fucked.
That's right.
They have a year now that they have to sort their shit out.
What was insane though is they fired Pike before the finals.
Yeah, right? They took ages.
And then spent ages before they appointed. If you fire Pike early, you appoint a coach before the grand final is over.
I have a sneaking suspicion.
No, because they did that review, that internal review, remember?
Yeah, right. But like, I'm sorry, we all know the finding of that review. Sack all the fucking dickheads who were there. Like,
they didn't sack Pike, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pike got sacked, Camporale got sacked and...
No, Camporale left.
Pike also left, but
Burton,
I think that
Burton
it was...
Burton got sacked.
Didn't Pike speed things up by... falling on his sword, essentially.
Probably.
Yeah. But
they probably would have done the review and sacked him. But
he still rocked up to their BNF and gave a speech and stuff, though. So
yeah, he didn't get sacked. He quit.
Well, no, he wasn't invited. He just turned up and they were like, fuck, it'd be awkward if we kicked him out.
So the best thing they probably did is get rid of Burton.
He's the one that got sacked.
I reckon
he was at Brisbane for 5 years, and it was 5 years. He was the high-performance guy.
How was your performance?
The injuries were off the chain. It was ridiculous. Like, we were a shithouse club throughout the whole period. But it was like, we just had like one of those 5 years basically where the injury list was like a full team.
And then look at this year.
Yeah.
And look at Adelaide's injury list this year and last year. And also look at the fact that apparently it was Burton's idea to go on a mind camp.
Oh, it was his idea.
I think he was very involved in that. Yeah.
Yep.
Burton.
Well, Walker can't wait for captain like, anymore either.
No, he's also – they don't have a dual captain to you, do they?
No, because it's just Sloan.
Port won't either.
They're not going to change it after 1 year.
No, they won't change it after 1 year. They will. Give it back to Boak.
I should. I don't think it'll be Wines. I can't see Wines being captain.
It'll be Jonas.
Yeah.
Jonas is amazing.
Here's a tinfoil hat theory because it doesn't actually make any sense to what they did leading into draft.
Mm.
Glad you're raising it then.
I think glad Jammer's back. Dusha.
This is why I haven't been back for so long because you all hate me now.
What you got, Dusha?
I reckon that one of the coaches, like whether it be Ross Lyon or someone like that, was lined up for the Adelaide job and then something happened and it fell through last minute, which is why there was a long period of time when you need a coach where they didn't have a coach.
I believe that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's kind of like North Melbourne have got a coach but no one else. Like
yeah,
it's
that
just
is a fascinating.
Rhys Shaw is everyone.
Everyone was just like got too like claustrophobic it being in the box with him.
Yeah,
it took up too much space.
Everyone quit.
At least Adelaide went through a process though and interviewed multiple people. Like North were like, yep, it was an exhaustive process. They only talked to Rhys Shaw. They didn't talk to anybody.
They
offered Clark.
It was a really long conversation.
They also talked to Johnny Longmire and
went after the
Adam
three
Simpson.
Very stable in the environment they're in. Premiership coaches, and then we're like, Rhys Shaw.
Well, he's done a good job. In head we trust.
As a caretaker, yeah.
Big head. Big fan.
Yeah, well.
Another Sydney Premiership player. Should we keep talking about those?
I'm happy to keep talking about Rhys Shaw. I've got no time for Matthew Nix.
Did he play for Port Adelaide? Sorry,
No, he didn't. He was only Sydney. In the year he was a Premiership player, he barely played.
Anyway, Brisbane, how'd they go?
They brought in three players.
Yep.
Callum Archie, former top 10 pick.
Yep, good get.
I love that he came from the Suns, and the Suns were like complaining to the AFL about it. It's like, oh, he's leaving, but he's going down up the road. Hang on. Yeah, up the road. Hey, I just had to work out where Brisbane was geographically in relation to Gold Coast.
He cost, I think, a second and a fourth.
Yeah, it was barely anything.
So, yeah. Very talented player. Mm. I think he'll play in the half-back line. He's pretty quick. They just need to get him right because he only played like 5 games this year.
Yeah. You're good when he's in a club that he cares about.
Yes.
And a club that knows how to look after injuries.
That's right. That's the hope with him and with
a club with, you know,
with Grant
Birchall. Bit of this, bit of heart.
Bit of heart, yeah. Grant Birchall, 4-time Hawthorn Premiership superstar. Hopefully still got some mileage. He reckons he's got 3 years in him. He just needs to get, get over the injuries, really.
And Hawthorn delisted his doppelganger as well. So they've erased
every part of him.
Every part of him from that club.
Weirdly, or maybe not weirdly, but he's come up on a 1 year deal. Which it looked like he was going to stay at Hawthorn, but then they only offered him 1 year as a rookie. And he was like, oh, fuck, I'll go to Brisbane.
Well, I think also they offered him 1 year and was like, we can't guarantee you a game. Whereas Brisbane are like, if you're on our list, Hodge out, Birchall in.
Don't forget about Fags either. He's got a relationship with Fags.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Does Hodge have a role at Brisbane?
Hodge is going to be part-time next year.
In a coaching role?
He'll split the rest with Channel 7.
Yeah, because he's got his little house up in Brisbane now.
Yeah,
sure, it's not little.
I still suspect he'll eventually become the coach of Brisbane. But Birchall's like one of the best kicks in the league.
Yeah, really clean. And that goal that he kicked in his game back this year was incredible from outside 50.
It was a pretty good kick.
So I think he'll be good. And then we got Cam Alice-Yolman from Adelaide.
I'm so psyched about that, but your face is suggesting that you're not.
I'm pumped because he's just like a tough – he's that kind of another Robbo, but with better skills.
Do you know what he is?
And he'll, and bash, he's not he'll as bash people who go after Lachie Neal.
No, but he's not aggressive like Robbo. He's just like tough.
Did you see – there's a great – Robbo shared it as soon as they got him in the trade. Robbo trying to tackle him this year. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Just ragdolled Robbo. It's the best.
He farms him into oblivion.
Have you seen the video of him dancing dressed as a banana in pajamas?
Alice-Yolman or Robbo?
Alice-Yolman.
No.
You need to find that.
If it was Robbo, you would have seen it a lot.
But I've seen Robbo running laps outside
Carlton Park. Waiting for Eddie.
Calling Eddie Betts.
Yes, thanks.
Before he'd been traded.
So they're the three we brought in. Luke Hodge is gone.
Tom Cutler.
We traded out Tommy Cutler to the Bombers and Louis Taylor to Sydney.
He's going to be Tom Cutler.
What do you know about Tom Cutler? Because I'm fascinated by the reactions I've seen on the internet.
What are the reactions on the internet?
Well, he's a big-bodied midfielder.
Yep.
So all the Essendon guys have been like, fuck yeah, we got another inside midfielder. That's going to help out. He's not an inside midfielder.
Yeah.
He's all outside. He could not be more outside. He is – I love him because he's had a couple of games where he'll get like 25 touches and kick two goals.
Yep.
So he's always that potential.
Look, I will always accept someone that's going to get 25 touches and kick two goals. But that isn't every game though, is it, Sean?
He doesn't know how to run defensively.
Yeah. So basically what we've done.
So what you're saying is, sorry, Dusha, is he's a bit flashy, bit all about me.
Me.
So
me,
you know
me,
what?
Me.
He'll fit in fine so at the Bombers.
That's true. Sean, if you look to our forward line, we've already got one of those. His name's Jake Stringer.
Yeah. Hey, you can always have more.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Tommy Cutler, he played on the wing for us. And he looked really good. And then the wing position changed this year. And you had to be fitter and you had to run back and help the back line.
Yeah.
He didn't do that. And they sent him in the reserves and said, can you do that? And then he didn't do that. And then he wanted to look elsewhere and Brisbane didn't really fight it. So
fair enough. I'm excited for him to absolutely tear it up next year.
What about Taylor of the Swans? Were they bringing him in under the proviso they were probably going to lose Papley?
No, he's a Zach Jones replacement, if anything.
Do you know what's cooked, guys? Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
With the way they played Zach Jones this year, yeah.
He gets pushed off. He's like a feather, though.
Yeah, but Jones disposes of the ball terribly.
But Louis Taylor has good disposal, really.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He's a replacement of that position. He won't play the same way, but he'll replace that position.
Hey,
he'll suit the SCG.
He's a rising star winner.
Well, he doesn't like
beat the Bont.
Chris Fagan, yeah, people aren't happy about
beat
that.
Wow.
Don't you hate Marcus Bontempelli though, Gemma?
No, why would I hate
Marcus? I don't know, he just plays Western Bulldogs. I know you hate them.
Oh, Marcus Bontempelli is amazing. Love Josh Dunkley as well.
Okay, just checking.
Are you gonna test her on all for hated teams?
Yeah.
Chris Fagan talked about it and just said Louis Taylor was a really good player for us, but here's the comparison. This year he played 5 games, but in the 4 years before that he played 108 of a possible 111 games.
Jeez.
So this year they changed the game plan and Brisbane are basically a crash and bash team now, and Louis Taylor isn't that.
But yeah. The Swans are trying to be the opposite of that now. So the Swans have been that for so long.
And he'll probably be pretty good.
Yeah, he'll be great.
I probably should have kept him nearly just, I don't know. We had a great injury run.
Mm.
Basically, if Link McCarthy got injured, Louis Taylor would be in that team.
Yeah.
It was basically a toss of the coin halfway through the year between he and Christensen to come in to replace somebody.
And Christian
won 9 games in a row, and it's like, well.
Christensen probably gets the nod too, though, because Christensen loves a contest.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. They're like, we love him. He's a really talented, good young player. He'll do well in Sydney. Smaller ground. I think he'll be really good.
Yeah.
He's like a link-up player. He'll be hitting targets.
Yeah, and that's what we need. And Sydney notoriously have had bad field kicks for a really long time.
Yeah.
He's a good user. You see Menzel come in, you see Blakey come in with their foot skills around the ground, and Matt Ling hasn't come along like they wanted to since he was drafted because he's been injured since he was drafted, and his foot skills we were looking forward to. And then you lose McVeigh. You need someone with good foot skills to come into the side. Yeah. And plus him, minus Jones, you're up.
Yeah.
He's also like, I mean, he got dropped this year, but he wasn't injured real. I think he maybe got one little ankle injury or something, but he's been ultra consistent. So he'll play 22 games.
Yeah, he just, it'll be, I think the Swans have started to be very strategic in terms of team selection now. It's not just like we have the same 22 week in, week out. It's, okay, what do we need? So I know we're a bit off topic here, but Ryan Clark came in for a few roles when they needed a tagger to free up George Hewitt. So it might be, well, you have Louis Taylor against the free running teams, or you have Ryan Clark in when you need to shut someone down. That would probably be what I'm expecting. I wouldn't expect he comes in, plays 22 games off the bat, but I think he will play a really important role in specific games.
Like if you're playing the Giants, you pick Louis Taylor, but if you're playing like, I don't know,
Richmond,
you guys, you probably, like Brisbane, you probably pick Ryan Clark.
Yeah, because you need to shut someone down and Ryan Clark.
Is that contested?
Yeah, balls. And Ryan Clark's an endurance beast. Like he runs like a crazy person, mm-hmm. but he also plays much better football when he's tagging someone because he has a specific thing to do, whereas I think he gets a bit lost when he doesn't have that. So you notice the difference between the first half of the year when he played in the second half of the year. He was so much better in the second half.
Yeah.
Was even much more attacking because he had someone to play off instead of just kind of floating around. So, yeah it's much better.
Brisbane delisted Ryan Bastanac, Ben Keys, Nick Robertson, Josh Walker.
How do you feel about the Robbo delisting, Sean?
Robbo one hurts me. I'm not really surprised. Although they did bring him back for the final, so I thought maybe he might get a 1 year.
But that was only because of Robbo getting injured, right?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have got a game otherwise.
No, not at all. But, I mean, that just says to you that he's just there on the edge.
And I think the issue was is that you also brought in Alice Yeoman and
Archie. Matheson as well.
So there's probably that – Archie, Yeoman, Matheson, Robbo, as in Robbo the first, are all ahead of Robbo the second.
Robbo the second, I love him. He's a team guy. He's a hard worker. Like literally the only reason why he didn't get a contract is because he can't kick.
Probably need to be able to do that.
His efficiency is a bit shit ass. And if you look at Brisbane and the way they've restructured the back line since Fagan came,
your best kicks are off halfback.
A bad user.
Mm.
Like Witho tries a little bit too hard sometimes, but he's a great kick.
Yep. Yeah.
Hodge was great. Rich.
Is a good kick. You know what I mean? Andrews, Gardner.
They go at like 90% by foot.
Yep.
So, Sean.
Yeah.
Something important that this raises.
Yes.
You've cleaned a lot of cleaning out of the back end at Brisbane.
Yeah.
But you, in the trades, you didn't get a. Any people that would like suck in the salary cap too much.
Yeah.
And I believe last year it's come out that Brisbane only used about 92% of the salary.
This is true.
Hodge is retired, so that's cleaned up, what, another million or something?
Hodge would have been on about 500.
Yeah.
And the old man salary cap allowance there.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I thought the veterans was gone.
I think they got rid of that.
Really?
I think they got rid of it. I used to think it was one, but I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Really?
They got rid of it. Clubs were kind of exploiting it a bit, I think.
Geelong.
Yeah. What?
I could be wrong, but I think they did get rid of it.
I think they changed how many you could have under it.
So if you look at it, Brisbane got rid of Bastanac, who was on ridiculous money for a guy who barely played in the last two
years. Was he really?
Sorry, he was the Neefel best and fairest.
Oh, he's a good player. But you watch, whenever we brought him back in, he'd be gassed by three-quarter time. It's such a different step up.
Mm.
It's not like it's the VFL, our reserves league. It's a pretty weak league.
Which is why James Rose got dealt.
Bastanac was probably on about 500, I think.
Jesus.
Get rid of him. Ben Keys, oh, I'm sad to see him go. He was an academy guy. He only got drafted 4 years ago.
He was a high pick as well, wasn't he?
24, I think. And he slid because he was academy, so people didn't bid on him. So I think all year he was tracked as like a top 20. Just couldn't get in. Killed it all year in the reserves, but there's a big step up. So he wasn't on huge money, but he'd be on a little bit because he's 4 years in. Nick Robertson was probably on, what, 350, you would think.
Yeah.
Maybe even 400.
350 to 4.
Josh Walker, maybe something similar.
Probably less.
Hey, I'm surprised. He will 100%, he's the one who'll get picked up. Nick Robertson, I heard, is going to go to GWS. Josh Walker will go to.
He'll fit right in at GWS.
Gold Coast.
I mean, Gold Coast.
They just need someone who can mark.
Does Adelaide have anyone in their back line?
Older.
Adelaide would probably have a crack. Does St Kilda have enough now with Dougal Howard in?
Yeah, they've got enough.
Well, they've delisted two defenders.
They might, like, they could be a target. North Melbourne. Actually, Josh Walker will probably go North Melbourne. They need a backman.
They do. Mm. Scotty Thompson retired.
Yep. And they didn't find a replacement, did they?
Tarrant can't do it all on his own.
Yeah. Josh Walker will go there. Anyway, factor those in. Brisbane had a serious crack at Jamie Elliott and Brody Smith, both for about 600 a year. Brody Smith might have been a bit higher. You factor that in, you got 1.2 million. You got the guys who didn't get the contracts. What did I say the other day when I sent you this? I reckon Brisbane, going into trade period next year, have upwards of 2.5 million to play with. I'm thinking Grundy. I think Brisbane are positioning things to go Grundy, to go Zach Williams. Actually, it might have been closer to 3 million. Grundy, Zach Williams, and Brody Smith next year.
Fucking hell.
That's my proper call. Grundy, 7 years. Hey, fucking Brisbane will have a crack at Joe Danaher next year.
Go for it.
Hey, everyone's going to have a crack at Joe Danaher
next
year.
Go for it.
Like, that's a war chest, guys. That's money there.
Look, that's a war chest.
They're going to need money in 2 years' time for Cam Rayner because Essendon will offer him $1 million. You can guarantee it.
Hey.
Fucking dogs.
But by that time, he might have won your premiership
and
already.
They'll need.
He works too hard to go to Essendon.
They'll need to. He loves the sun up there too. He's not going to go.
Adam Sard plays for Essendon.
Fucking love Adam Sard.
Yeah.
He's the exception that proves the rule.
Hurley?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
McKenna?
Nah, he just loves the flash.
Yeah, he runs hard though.
Biting people's necks.
It's all about weddings.
Yeah, that's sick. He's a vampire.
Yeah.
And he's a family man.
Cam Rayner's going to come to Sydney.
Cam Rayner won't come to Sydney.
Yeah.
Cam Rayner's going to stay alive.
Hey, you know what Cam Rayner's going to come?
He's going to come to Geelong. He's not going to come to fucking Geelong.
Fuck yeah.
Why the fuck would he do that?
I don't know.
That's
play
the
with Josh Selwood, his hero.
Suicide.
Oi.
He wants to win a premiership or go anywhere else.
Oi, get fucked.
Go play for Freo.
Fuck. Hey. get you fucking take that back right now.
But Brisbane will need to keep a bit of money for Rayner and McCluggage. McCluggage is a big one.
What about Berry?
Clubs will come after him. Berry's locked away for the next 5 years.
5 years?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's under 5 year deal.
Brisbane have
this
locked
year.
Everyone away.
What about the younger Berry?
Yep, same.
But has he
not five, but three.
He didn't debut this year, did he?
No, he didn't. He was injured, didn't have a preseason, built up towards the end of the year, but he was playing reserves and having games where he had like 16 tackles and stuff like that. So
Jesus.
He's
amazing.
Inside gun. Got the Berries, we've got the two Lions brothers.
I was going to say Ellis Yeoman reeks
one
of
day we'll
Jaren.
Have the two Camerons, hopefully.
Maybe. Oof.
Hey, watch Brisbane have a crack at Jeremy Cameron next year. With that kind of money, they could just have a crack at whoever's available.
Do you know what? I'd love it if the way they got Jeremy Cameron, if they got him, was by Harris Andrews guilt-tripping him into coming to Brisbane.
Oh, I'd love it. He would do his washing every week.
Just, he gets rings up and he goes, come to Brisbane. No, mate. He's like, mate, it's the least you could do for me.
But he did clean his act up this year, Jeremy Cameron.
He did.
He didn't get suspended once.
To the point where sometimes I forgot that he was an attempted murderer. And then I remembered and I was like, oh, no.
He was great this year.
Yeah. And love you, Jazz.
The fact that he won the Coleman after kicking four behinds in two consecutive games.
Yeah, he did let us down because at one point, I don't know if it was you and I, Tom, or just me, thought he was going to kick 100 goals.
Everyone thought he was going to kick 100
goals. He was like, he's shut up, fuckhead.
I think it was like by round seven, he kicked 40-something goals.
Yeah, he was on track. And then he got injured. He did his shoulder. So he was less productive and less accurate.
One more profit call for Brisbane.
Yep.
Charlie Cameron's going to kick 80 goals next year.
Oh!
You heard it here first.
That's like me being like, okay, Danaher's going to play most of the games. He's going to get 120 goals.
Hey, Sean, proper call. Abel's going to kick 60. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because he won't. Only because he's not playing.
Don't be afraid to dream big, Tom.
Mate, he's not playing every week.
From 10 games.
Yeah. Just real Mark Jacko Jackson figures right there.
Carlton are turning over a lot of numbers. So retired, you've got Tom Bug for Solo and Dale Thomas. Delisted Josh DeLuca, Jared Garlett, Pat Kerr.
Hey, did they delist?
Yes, they did. They didn't offer him. But you know what that means? He gets an extra $20,000.
Imagine picking a guy in the mid-season draft, playing him for like 8 games and then going, I'll see you later, champ.
He didn't play.
Didn't play. Kim LeBoy, Matthew
Why
Lott,
bring him in?
Jared Pickett.
Because they could.
And Angus Schumacher. Traded out Andrew Phillips.
Yep.
Traded in Eddie Betts and Mark Pittenet.
Do you know who they missed out on?
Pittenet.
Martin? Martin?
Not yet, but they will.
Tom Papley?
No.
Didn't get it done.
Try again next year and then the year after and then the year after.
No, do you know what? The reason they didn't get it done is because Silvani will only trade in people who the Giants don't want.
Yeah. Also, Carlton arrogance, probably.
Probably.
The Joey Danaher thing probably held everything up. I mean, I can't believe it. Surely were Carlton going to trade pick 9 for Papley?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Sydney actually fucked them in this.
I think Sydney fucked a few people, but that's just me. I also think the Bombers didn't help anyone.
Right,
both your clubs.
No.
No, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that.
Okay. Let's talk about Eddie Betts. No, great, positive.
Beautiful.
No, but what I mean is the Jack Martin thing is the problem because they were offered Jack Martin and pick 15 for pick 9. Yeah. You take that.
Yeah, they're pricks. Take that.
The fact they didn't take that is a problem. But
well, you know why they
were they waiting for something else to maybe come through? You don't know.
They're Carlton. They didn't take that because they know they'll get Martin anyway.
And the AFL not letting anyone put any trades in until 3 p.m. on the final day would have fucked so much stuff as well because it gives you less time to start things rolling to get other things done.
That's for right. They wanted the TV audience.
It's so fucked.
Fucking dumb. Carlton will definitely get Martin in the preseason.
Yeah.
They'll get him for
free. They pick
4, I think.
No one will go earlier than them in the preseason.
Melbourne are interested, but apparently Martin said
they're
no.
only interested if he wants to go there and he doesn't want to go there.
Here's the thing, Tom. Melbourne could take him, but they're going to price him out of Melbourne's reach because they kind of know what Melbourne have to work with. So they might, for instance, Carlton will say, look, Jack Martin, put $1 million on your head. So you pay him $1 million in his first season and then you scale it right down.
Yep.
Technically, you shouldn't do it, but that's what will happen. The Melbourne will look at that and go, we can't afford $1 million.
He's not worth it.
Yeah, but Carlton want him, and so they'll go, we'll give you $1 million and then we'll give you 500 and then maybe 500 or something like that.
Bullshit. Hate it.
It's very Carlton.
Some people are suggesting Gold Coast will take him. No, they won't.
Why would you do that? Yeah. The player doesn't want to be there, and they're trying to change the culture up there.
It's a move that I would appreciate.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's something that Cochrane would do, but that Stewart Dew wouldn't allow.
Yes. Yeah. If Stewart wasn't the coach, if Rocket Eade was still the coach of Gold Coast,
they would 100%
Tony Cochrane would be like, yeah, we'll pick him, pick one.
It'll be Tom Lynch being sent away from the club mid-season despite injured.
I think there's only one club that would do it, and that's the Bombers.
Correct. Dodoro would be like, no, we'll redraft him in the preseason draft.
We'll make him fall in love again.
Yeah. We'll have a 40-minute chat. It's not quite 2 hours, Adrian. It's not quite 2 hours, champ.
A budget chat.
Fuck. Tight asses.
Bloody hell.
Nah, we'll get to that.
Can't even afford a full 2-hour chat, Dusha. It's bullshit.
It's just on Carlton.
Yeah.
Still probably positive. They didn't get Eddie Betts and Martin.
The Eddie Betts thing
is huge.
Is huge because it's not just like people are like, oh yeah, he's a bit older, he's not going to be doing what he's doing, but he's there. It's a bit like getting an Ablett or a Birchall or a Hodge or having someone who's just that little bit older who can.
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
It's Sean Burgoyne's 37th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Sean.
He's won the most games by less than a goal of any current player. I think that's what the stat.
How many?
Is. Didn't look.
Is it like a fucked number though?
Yeah, it's really high. But play also,
the most finals.
The thing that we
silkiest man
underestimate about what Carlton did this year that'll help them in next year with Betts there. Two things: one, that Gibbons played every single game, and how much will Eddie Betts help him progress? But two, how much Eddie's going to help not only the men's team but the women's team as well. He's already signed on to help the women's team.
Yeah, yeah.
So those things are like it's a full club thing. It's not just about. Yeah. One thing, it's the whole thing, which is something Carlton's been building the culture.
Well, look what Betts did for that Adelaide forward line and reportedly for like guys like Charlie Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Cameron. Like there's that great clip of the Geelong Adelaide prelim where Cameron took that huge mark and Eddie Betts celebrates harder than anyone else because he's like, that's my boy.
And he's on the sideline.
His favourite football moment.
Favourite football moment.
Was cheering on Charlie Cameron in the prelim.
Yep.
From the sideline because he was on the bench.
Amazing.
What a man.
I love Eddie. I'm going to go to some Carlton games next year.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just see him in the navy blue.
Just like he's back playing at the MCG for a few games this year, back playing a season opener against
Richmond.
Richmond.
Yep.
Playing a game against Collingwood there, probably playing a game against the Bombers there. It's going to be huge.
Did you see the video that they put out? You didn't see the Back to the Future
video? Oh, no, I did see the Back to the Future video, which is at first I was like, this is a good Photoshop, and then I was like, holy shit, no, they've just got
this is why it
just
took
got
so
Eddie
long.
In a car.
It's why it took so long to announce, because they were filming that.
Oh, boy.
To be more positive about Carlton next year now.
But, like, the jokes they made about we're going to need bigger shorts and stuff, like, it's all, like, it's making older Carlton supporters excited. It's getting them back into it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Now if they win a couple of games, they should be right.
Can't wait for him to go to Adelaide and kick 10 in Adelaide. Oh,
in the pocket.
Oh, it's going to be
And Adelaide supporters to, like, still get around him.
Yep.
They won't.
I think they will. No, apparently.
They will.
They will.
I think. I hope.
I
Adelaide, I hope it's a bit of Gary Ablett as that game in Geelong where he kicked the goal from that same pocket and Geelong clapped him.
Mm. No, but there's a very big difference between Geelong supporters and Adelaide supporters. I think that this will be bad.
I think he'll get some boos until he kicks a fucked goal.
I don't and think then he will.
Oh, fuck.
Nah, it's Eddie. I don't think he will. Okay. I think he's
you know,
the
you know where he'll get boos from? Port Adelaide supporters because he used to play for Adelaide.
Yeah, that's right.
They boo Dangerfield because he used to play for the Crows.
Oh, maybe they just hate him.
Nah.
He's a bit of a hated player in the AFL.
I don't understand, though. He's a good player.
Because he's a mouthpiece.
Yeah, but he's real good.
Mouthpiece for who?
Dangerfield.
The players, apparently.
Do we really want to talk about that?
Nah.
Collingwood.
I don't want to be sad today.
Collingwood delisted Sam Murray. Goldsack and Daniel Wells retired. Traded out one of the original TCs, James Aish.
And traded in Darcy Cameron. Not a very active period.
No.
Tried to clear more money, I think.
Yeah.
That was behind the Aish.
They have to, yeah.
Their books are cooked, is what I'm hearing. Because they got, who's off contract next year? Grundy.
Moore. DeGoey.
Yeah, DeGoey.
Langdon and Stevenson.
Yeah. And guys. Stevenson.
Yeah. Stevenson's 3 years. He's about to finish it up.
Jeez, Don't worry.
He would be on fuck all pay.
And his pay would go dunk. That's a Tim Kelly situation all over again.
He's going to go from probably 200
yep.
to north of 600.
So he's going to go from 3 bets to what, 20?
Oh! Hey!
I think what will probably happen is he's going to go from Collingwood to somewhere else.
Brisbane.
Do you want him?
Well, he barracked for Brisbane.
Where's he from?
Also, I hate him.
Is he South Australian?
I think he's from Melbourne.
Doesn't he have a heart problem?
He did, yeah.
That's
he probably still does.
Do you know how to fix that up? He was going to Brisbane. It's all heart.
Kate McCarthy.
What?
St Kilda. You got to go St Kilda.
Don't bring that up. Sean's still crying.
Yeah, it's a bit sad.
Do you want to go to the next game, the next one, Sean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I love is Darcy Cameron, you know, running.
You fucking rattled me, Tom.
I do love this. Darcy Cameron's running around in the state league for Sydney, and now he'll be running around in the VFL because he's not getting the game when Grundy's there.
Never know.
Is he a forward ruck or is he a pure ruckman?
He's a ruck.
Yeah, he's not playing in the same team as Grundy. Yeah,
no, they're preparing for Grundy to leave.
The year after.
Do they reckon Grundy's going next year?
I'm joking. My joke has always been that Sydney's going to sign Brody Grundy.
Everyone should sign Brody Grundy.
After fight against Brisbane.
Sydney love offering really long contracts. That's all I'm saying.
Sydney afford
yes.
Grundy and Danaher.
Oh, fuck Danaher off.
Okay, you don't want him. Can they afford Grundy and Darcy Moore?
Yes. Look at who's just retired.
Fucking Sydney's going to get
banned. Look at who they've traded out.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Andrew Ireland will just go,
he's not there anymore.
Grundy's going to.
Yeah, he'll still do it.
Grundy is going to Brisbane or Sydney.
Sorry, hang on.
One of us is getting banned.
I have been on this for 2 months.
Sorry, we just need to backtrack a little bit. So, Tom, what are they going to be like? Just for the people, you know, that are listening to a podcast. You did a big hand gesture, but you didn't say anything, Tom.
So,
Andrew Ireland will be.
He'll be giving people the finger.
There we go.
Pretty aggressively. I'd do it, but I'm not stupid enough to do a visual gag on an audio medium.
Yeah, do you know what's good? I can be like, Tom did it. There we go.
Fuck.
The Bombers got rid of
every
Jordan.
Fucking week.
Tush, can you tell us anything about these two? Jordan Houlihan and Ben McNeice?
Nope.
Ben McNeice.
Retired, Mark Bagley.
Yep.
Matt, is it Matt D?
Yep.
Yeah, Matt D. Luke Lavender. I didn't know you had a Luke Lavender.
D.
Oh. And David Myers. Traded out.
No one.
Mm-hmm.
Big success. Oh, hang on. Period.
No, but I thought Orazio and Joey was gone.
Didn't trade anyone. Brought in Tom Cutler and Andrew Phillips.
Okay, can we now address the Danaher in the room?
So before that, look at what Essendon tweeted just 5 days ago.
Yeah, no, I know.
No caption.
Well, I saw another tweet from them. When the trade period ended, it was Dodoro and it was mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's the very next tweet.
There you go. Because the mission was to retain all of their players.
I've seen some rankings of the trade period, and Essendon have been ranked extremely highly. Like one, maybe AFL.com put them fourth and said, "What a great trade period." And
well,
like, no, it wasn't. You kept two players who don't want to be there.
One player that does.
Tom Cutler, who is a fringe player at Brisbane,
mm-hmm.
Andrew Phillips, fringe player at Carlton.
Sean.
What did you bring in? What did you need? Your forward line's fucking cooked, mate.
Sean.
Didn't do anything.
I'm going to put it out there.
I'm
Joe Danaher.
I'm going to get really critical about Essendon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Danaher isn't Tim Kelly in that he'll put in. I don't know if Joe's going to be able to put his best foot forward in the way Kelly did this year before he got traded to West Coast. And I also feel like Orazio is off the fucking chain because he sacked his management, brought in South Australian management, fucked around Port Adelaide to the point where Port have come out and said that they will not attempt to pick him up again. They're not interested now.
On top of that, he was shit this year anyway.
Okay.
Probably could have got pick 18 for him.
Dodoro is a big fuckhead.
Not necessarily.
I also don't think he was helped by Sydney, but both of your teams. Sydney promised the guy they were going to get him there when they were never going to be able to get him there. Don't promise him. Just say, hey, we'll if we can, we'll give it a crack.
Yeah.
Tommy
Harley, fuck. Tom.
What we're all yelling about Essendon. What was one position that Essendon was just fucked with all year? Just like absolutely fucking cooked.
Rucks.
Yes. And who did we bring in? A ruckman.
A good one?
We brought in a ruckman. Look at who our backup ruckman is.
Should have got aggressive, brought in a better ruckman.
We don't need a better ruckman. We just need another ruckman.
Could have tried to get Darcy Cameron.
Yeah. No, but what? We've got.
Could have gone after Archie Smith.
We have a ruckman.
Hey, you could have taken Zach Smith.
He was just injured.
Could have had a run at Grundy. You know what you could have done?
We didn't need Grundy.
Could have been like, you know what, Joe? You don't want to be here. It's all about your mental health and your well-being. Sydney, you could probably have milked 5 and 9.
Yeah, but
they deny that it was offered and then blah, blah, blah. Probably could have happened.
Sean.
Could have got 5 and 9, Dusha.
And then
could have flipped 5 and 9 into Grundy.
Oh.
Could have flipped 5 and 9 into two very good.
Do you know
players.
What that is, Dusha? That's a premiership.
The club's fucked, mate. Your list profile, you're in the premiership window, but your team's fucked. I just don't know.
Okay.
I'm positive about Geelong next year and not Essendon.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm positive about Carlton. I reckon St Kilda's going to finish in the 8. I don't know where you're going. I'm sad. I'm
Sean,
sad thinking about
Sean.
Your time next year.
Sean.
Dodoro's a fucking stubborn dickhead.
He's stubborn, sure.
Move those picks. Orazio. If they go to Port Adelaide would have traded 18, I think, for Orazio.
Port Adelaide, I think we're going to.
Could have had 5, 9, 18.
But you've got to remember.
Think of the three good players, A-grade players you probably could have brought in with that.
Okay, look at it like this. Who are our best players this year? Players that we've traded in? Like, was it like a stringer?
Adam Saad.
Yeah, but so blame Dodoro.
Scheel was also very good.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, Scheel was pretty good. Can't kick for shit, but he's pretty good.
Hey.
He's a bit of a danger field.
Why?
He can't kick shit. That's pretty accurate, actually.
His efficiency is horse shit, Tom.
David feels great, though.
He runs too fast.
Go back to Anzac.
Yeah, he's too good.
Yeah.
What? Oh, gotcha. Got him. Look,
the stuff with Orazio and with Danaher, it's also hard to say because there's conflicting reports. And if all of the stuff that we're hearing from the club or from the players or the rumors and stuff like that, then maybe neither of them. Like, Orazio in particular, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah, can I counter that? There are conflicting things with Orazio because he didn't come out and ever say anything.
Yeah.
But we know definitively Joe Danaher wanted to leave.
But the fact that the players will, like, hold him to his contract means that his friends are probably like, he...
But Brisbane, like, that would have happened last year. Dane Beams had a lot of, like, mates within Brisbane who would have probably gone to the club and been like, oh, can we keep him?
No, but it's not necessarily that, like...
No club wants to lose a star player.
Dangerfield joked all through, like, the finals period that they're like, you know, it might be Tim Kelly's last game either. And Dangerfield was like, no, it won't be. No, it won't be. Mm. And Duncan was interviewed, like, the night of the best and fairest. Kelly had already announced before the best and fairest he wanted out, and Duncan was like, oh, we might try to convince him tonight to stay.
I don't know, Dusha.
Yeah, but you
don't worry, mate. I just worry that... What are you getting? You're going to get nothing next year.
Or we
what is
get-
he?
You'll get a watered down... version of what you could have got this year. You could have got the war chest this year, mate.
Or we get a player that plays like 18 to 20 games next season and kicks 80 goals.
He might.
Can your medical staff look after him? Because they kind of haven't.
Yeah, we'll be right.
I think he needs to come north.
I think what has happened here is Essendon did really well in the trade period. They had a mission and it was accomplished.
Could you imagine following a club like that?
Oh,
it's pretty easy.
I've had like a little sprinkle of something good this year, and I just want that for my boy Dusha.
Yeah,
I'm nervous.
It's
I'm sweaty
like,
about next year.
No, it's like they're trying to make themselves the villains of the AFL.
Perfect.
Hey, actually,
haven't you noticed that the way that they've talked about it, all of that Twitter shit?
To be fair, the villains of the AFL this year made the grand final.
I don't think they were the villains.
I don't think the Giants were the villains.
No, the Giants
really, like, they're off Broadway to the extent where no one gave them a chance. Like, the Bulldogs were going to knock them out in the first week. They're not really the villains.
Also, Essendon are just leaning.
A villain.
Look,
Giants have a lot of good stories.
Yeah, love them.
Everyone has hated Essendon for at least the last 5 years.
Because your club's a mess and your list manager is a bit of a wank.
And dragged the game into disgrace.
Yeah, there we go. No. See? Yeah. See what I mean? So who cares?
You know what? Yeah. Joel.
And?
You should rename your team. The Essendon Kale Hookers.
Essendon Bombers already sounds like a fucking bad guy name anyway.
Can you change your fucking theme song to Billie Eilish's Bad Guy?
I reckon a bunch of our players get around that song.
Fuck, could you imagine like them running out to that song instead? Oh, actually, this is how we'll know that everything's fine at the Bombers, round one. Danaher's in the side, comes out wearing a hoodie, takes the hoodie off, and he has either one of bald head
or
blonde tips or bald head blonde mo. Then you know what? Then you know, Bomber for life.
Yeah. I think what...
I'm with you though, Sean. I'm very worried.
Danaher's an interesting one though. Apparently he just wanted to get out of Melbourne.
Yeah.
So it's less, but not, it's got nothing to do with the Essendon Football Club. It's the culture around the state. So if that's the reason for wanting to leave, then...
Your club's a mess. Just admit it.
Let him leave.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe our club is perfect again.
No, nah, Essendon and Adelaide, they're going to be big falls next year. Just wait and see.
Adelaide can't fall that much further.
And can Essendon, you've got no idea. They could fall, but they could also
be incredible. No, nah, that's not happening.
Why? Look at the games that we won.
They were terrible. You didn't play good football at all.
Nah, they had some pretty good games in that period.
What about the game where we beat the Giants?
That was the good one.
Two sentences ago, you claimed we played none. Now, all of a sudden, there's one.
Good for a quarter.
We were good? No. But the games were... Usually what happened is we'd be good for a quarter or it'd be very, very good for three quarters.
I just don't know where the improvement's going to come, though.
You're a middle-of-the-road team. Middle of the road, not
What's
exciting.
Your first draft pick? I don't think you got a first round. You traded it for Shiel.
Can I just say, here's what you should have done. You should have sent Joey to Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Got back pick, in the draft.
No, pick 5 and 9.
No, we don't. Essendon don't want to go to the
draft.
What
I mean by
much.
Get back in the draft.
Yeah, no.
But I would have traded them for
points. Traded them on. And I don't know. Is there a fishing buddy who'd probably go for pick 9?
He'd go for more than that.
Pick 5 and 9?
Yeah.
Are you talking Grundy?
No.
Fishing buddy?
I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
Jeremy Cameron, mate.
Okay. They'd go fishing, do they?
So will Sydney.
Devin Smith.
Sydney
and Cameron
offered
are fishing
a current
mates.
And a future first rounder. Current and future first rounder, which would have helped you with Jeremy Cameron, but nope.
Don't need Jeremy Cameron when Joe Danaher is just getting the job done next year.
Jeremy Cameron's only the best forward in the game, sure.
Well, again, Danaher is one of those players that hasn't quite reached his full potential because he's been out for 2 seasons, basically.
Because your club can't look after
him. Two best forwards in the game are both Camerons.
Something, Joel, my brain
something
went.
In that.
My brain went.
There is
Cameron Mooney retired years ago, Sean. And Cameron Cloak was never any good.
Oh, imagine Jezza and Charlie in the goal square.
How? They can't both be just, in the goal square. That violates 666
just when
rules.
Teams come out and line up and then they give each other a high five and then they go their separate ways. Charlie stays in the goal square and Jezza just roams around. Imagine that. Cam Rayner taking hangers.
Oh. There's a lot of Cam action in that.
Oh! Did you not realise?
Three Camerons! Fuck, make this happen. I'll forget an attempted murder.
For this, for the Sean, the
his
Cameron
rehabilitation
magic.
Will be complete. It'll come full circle if he comes to Brisbane.
I'd like to pitch something to you.
Oh, we can fix him.
Everyone at the club renames themselves. You're just a 22 Camerons.
It's like St Kilda and the
Jack. And Jack.
Hey, Cameron Alice Yeoman.
Oh, and then maybe you get another Cameron from Western Australia. MacArthur, no.
Younger
little
brother.
Jared.
Yeah, little Jared.
We tried. We had a crack.
This At year? The draft you did, but yeah. Just wait another year and then try again.
We'll have a go.
I don't know, Dusha. Now you know what it feels like to be me on this show.
No, I'm not worried.
No, what I mean is where everyone else is worried for you and you're trying to be hopeful, but secretly on the inside you're crying.
Tom. Under this table, all our legs are spinning wild.
Tom.
Freaking out.
Sean.
Yep.
This is how I feel every year with Essendon.
I like being ignored.
I don't know how you live.
Look, all of your claims are ridiculous because Sydney have the same problem that Essendon do, where your players are all just insane when it comes to being selfish and things like that. So the moment that they get a little bit better, you'll probably start seeing the same problems as them do, where your form is up and down. You finished 14th on the ladder or whatever this year.
Normally, I don't jump in and defend Sydney.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's so not true.
I've got to say there's a little bit more upside over here than there is at
Sydney selfish.
What?
Are you serious?
Ridiculous. Maybe not selfish. Selfish is the wrong word. Holy ridiculous. Shit. Watching their...
can't believe what I'm hearing.
No, I need to hear this point.
I'm watching a man confused.
Float on air. No, I think what I'm focusing on is just Dane Rampy.
I mean, the man's fucking insane.
Who won our BNF and is our captain?
No, but that's what I mean. Like,
he's amazing.
He's insane.
Yeah.
I like
his decision making.
I like him a lot, but he is genuinely insane.
Yeah, it's great.
And Essendon have so many players like that. They mightn't be as good as Rampy.
No, they're
but
not.
A lot of our problem comes from the fact that there's lots of personalities like that. Sydney, I think some of the younger players are showing traits like that. It's not their playing style.
Who? Name names.
I can't.
Oh, he's generalized.
Yeah, I've generalized, and you've asked me to go specific, and it's just not going to happen.
I think you might be wrong.
Mm. Anyway, Dane Rampy.
Amazing.
A good player.
Amazing.
That's not
player.
The conversation.
Should have been All Australian. Did wasn't. Two crazy things this year. His crazy thing last in 2017 was tripping over a chain, break his elbow.
Yeah, which wasn't on the field.
So but. It happens every now and again, but then he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's also just cooked.
Yeah.
Cooked man.
I don't know. I'm not particularly any
think,
more worried.
I think
or
I've
less
riled
worried.
You up.
I'm not riled up.
You went on a bit of a rant at me there.
All right, it's because I'm sick of hearing about Sydney like they made the fucking top four last year when they finished, was it 14th?
We did, didn't we, Tom?
Huh? 15th.
You and I, top four.
15th.
Hey, Sean. Yeah. Haggard's top two, baby.
Oh!
Oy!
Good for while it lasted.
Yeah, it was.
It's going to be better next year.
Oh, it was a wink at me. I'm finishing top two.
Yes!
Shaving that head, boy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Can't look like Tom Harley.
I don't have those cheekbones. Stop it. I'm not that beautiful. Who's next? Because I think we've laid the boots into this one enough.
I'm. No, it's
he's
like
genuinely
I said,
mad at me now. I can't
I'm
wait for Sydney to come.
Genuinely mad
up.
At you.
He's lost the fucking plot.
Just angry at Sydney, a team I like.
He's pulled a me.
I've barely said anything.
Freo.
Yep.
Got rid of Ballantyne.
Yep.
Bennell.
Yep.
Scott Jones, well, Shane Kirsten.
I'm surprised. I reckon someone's going to pick Bennell up.
Ryan Nowhouse.
I reckon someone's going to pick Bennell up.
Mm.
I guarantee
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
he apparently, wants to play on.
Apparently 10 clubs have inquired.
He's got so. His body right.
I'd love him at Brisbane, to be honest.
Just take just 2 years. Use, all you need is a low draft pick. Pick him up.
Rookie. Well,
rookie him.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Saints will have a go, I reckon. Sandilands retired. Traded out Bradley Hill and Ed Langdon. Traded in James Aish, Blake Akers.
The Akers one I think is a good pickup for them because he's not a bad player.
Aish is probably a decent, like a handy pickup.
Yeah, and he's okay. been in, and you got to remember, Aish has been in a reasonable system for a few years too.
Yeah. I don't really see him as a defender.
Well, that's where he's been playing all year.
Been playing him as
a halfback.
So. We drafted him originally as a midfielder.
He'll play that Ed Langdon wing halfback.
Yeah, yeah, their problem though is that they've lost two free running, kind of quick, good ball users on the wing.
Yep.
And the only games they played really well this year were games where they played that style and those two guys
how
their
they
facilitators.
Smashed along. Brad Hill had a huge game.
How are they going to win games next year if they've lost the two most important players in terms of
their
winning game style? That's what my question is. And I'm sure Longmer has plans for it, but they desperately need more outside run.
Do you think Walters should be pushed to the wing?
No.
No, he's absolutely too valuable not. Playing
it's
the way he is.
Important position.
Yeah, but like, it's robbing it's, that's robbing Peter to play.
They
pay
need
Paul.
Lockie Neal and Brad Hill.
Well, does Brayshaw play more time on the wing?
Who?
Does Brayshaw get pushed out on the wing?
No, I see him as a...
He's an inside. Because he's got to learn from Mundy before Mundy leaves.
Who's in the draft then for him? Is there any, like, dashing wingers?
Well, they have an academy pick, I think, don't they?
Do they? Oh, no, yeah, Freo
I'm
do.
Not
yeah.
sure what position he is.
All I know
I
is
don't know about Freo. I
based on their trading and their draft picks and everything, Fife probably win a brown locket next year because no one's taking votes off him.
Well, yeah. Walters.
Freo... And also with the changing coaches and the coaching staff and stuff like that, the club culture being less clouded now will probably just help them perform better, even if their team is worse.
Their backline is amazing.
Is Akers a winger?
I think he can be. I think yeah. that was part of the
He's
idea.
He's pretty flexible.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Aish and Akers became their wing.
They're just not as fast as what the other two guys were.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your game style, though.
And they got to use the ball real well by foot.
She's okay.
That's what
not,
I mean. Like,
not like elite.
And Akers has come from St Kilda, which is a club that is famous for being a terrible kick.
But that's the thing. Like, Ed Langdon and Brad Hill are such good field kicks. To lose both of them is worrying.
Yeah, Freo, I don't know.
We'll be more positive about them because
Ross Lyon,
the boy's gone.
I could almost like Freo. In fact,
I love Michael Walters.
I do love Michael Walters, and
I
Nat
love him
Fife
so much.
Alex
once
Pierce
kicked a football into
and
a
Luke
man's
Ryan.
Head, a cow's head.
Yeah, that's a weird video.
Mm.
I kind of hate Nat Fife.
Nat Fife is
just kicks just a football,
kicks
into,
football
a cow.
Into a cow. Not by accident either. The cow's on its own. He deliberately kicks the ball into
whoa.
Its head.
Whoa!
It's not into. You're not seeing this video.
He doesn't kick it into
deliberately.
His head.
Yeah.
Fucking dog.
So
he's
like,
literally okay.
This jumps the cow, like, and he's over here, and he kicks the ball, and it just goes up, and then donk on the cow's head.
How far away?
Oh, 15 meters.
If that you piece of shit, Nat Fife. I don't like that.
Did he concuss the cow?
I don't know.
He hits a cow. It's not in the head. He hits it in his body. But it's just weird to watch a man kick a football into a cow.
Not like in. He like lobs it up, so it bounces off the back of it.
Yeah,
don't it's like weird. It.
What a dog. Does anyone want to see? I think I can find
it. Can I just say it is a very country boy move?
I fucking hate it.
I'm not saying
as
it's good.
As a country boy, I hate it. Piece of shit.
Okay, all right, mate.
Geelong.
Oi. Yeah.
Got rid of. Well, actually, no one retired, which in itself could be a bit of a problem.
It's a huge problem.
I'm amazed that they shocked both went around again. But
that Harry Taylor's playing on.
Yeah, me too. But to be fair.
The milkman lives again.
He had a pretty good season.
He's okay. Well,
and he's with Jenkins now, right?
Yeah,
it's great.
Oh, cold cuts every day.
Yeah, in the
so the rumor is that Dangerfield got Jenkins over the line, but I'm going to concede that I reckon it was the other way around. I reckon Harry Taylor went to the coach and was like, "I want to give a man a cold cut every day for the entire season."
I've got the video. Just here quickly. We go.
That's so mean.
Yeah, what a dog. Absolute dog. Take the Brownlow off him.
Yeah, take both.
Take both of them.
Hate him.
Fuck take him. His premiership. Oh,
take his helicopter.
Nah, can't take a man's helicopter, Sean.
Geelong got rid of Wiley Buzzer.
Yeah, shame.
Jordan Cunico.
Yeah.
Jermaine Jones.
Yeah.
Scott Selwood.
Yeah.
Whew, Tom.
Scott Selwood didn't
bloody
get a,
hell.
Scott Selwood didn't get a game and was
bloody
fit.
Bloody hell. The fuck's going on?
Why do we
there?
Need Scott Selwood?
Trade it. Nah, I'm more surprised at Jermaine Jones. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I like him a lot too, but all right, tell me. All right, so you got Jermaine Jones.
I don't care.
Grian Myers. Yeah. Ablett, Delhouse, Rowan.
Don't care.
Narkle, Cockatoo.
Don't care.
Clark.
Don't care.
So there's eight guys who fit that mold.
Don't really care.
Why are you being rude to me?
Because it's Geelong.
But I thought
traded
you liked
Tim
me.
Kelly and Zach Smith.
Yep.
Huge losses, both.
Kelly, Smith.
Love that Smith's going back to Gold Coast.
I like that.
Yeah.
He come down to Lunar
League. Love that Tim Kelly's going back to Perth too. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's happy. Really good. And I think.
Happy ending for the family.
Mm. Good ending.
Wife broke down. Great.
Apparently Wells said to him as soon as the season ended. I know there's a lot of posturing and all that. Oh, you know, we'll only be for the best year. But the word on the street is that after the Richmond final, down in the room, Stephen Wells pulled him aside and was like, "We'll get you home."
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah.
He wasn't contracted. So they're going to keep him.
Nah, correct.
Or let him walk for nothing.
Tell you what, though, did they let him walk for nothing, Sean?
They got far out, Tom. It was an amazing deal. When you sent that through, it blew my mind.
I tell you what, Peter Bell fucking shit himself in rage. being shown up. Not only did Kelly go to the other West Australian club and then later reveal that while he had publicly said, "I'm open to a trade to Freo," him and his manager were never going to Freo. He just didn't want to look like a rude guy in public.
Traded in Josh Jenkins and Jack Stephen.
So we got Stephen for fuck all.
Mm.
So the pick we got for Zach Smith, we turned into Jack Stephen, which is
58,
but yeah.
Same
shit.
Pretty happy with that.
They're paying for a bit of his contract.
Correct.
As well.
If Stephen can get himself right, he's a jet.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's Garrett Rowan all over again.
Correct. It just, oh, different. I think Stephen's probably more consistent than Rowan.
Yeah.
I just mean in terms of the output v what Geelong getting.
Yeah, kind of yeah. Thing. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Same with Delhouse. We got Delhouse for zero.
Jenkins is going to be good, I think, Tom.
I think he'll be.
I think he's going to kick 40 goals.
The thing about Jenkins, right, is it's a bit like we were talking before about how like Taylor Walker and Jenkins were too similar.
Yeah.
Do you know what it actually allows us to do? It allows Tom Hawkins to roam around the ground a bit and fuck, Tommy's actually at one point, maybe not this year, but the year before, he was our number one target inside 50, but also like the second or third source of our inside 50s. Like he's a very good field kick, Hawkins, and very good at playing a nice mark.
It means that you probably won't be playing Dangerfield up forward anymore.
No, which is really good.
He still will.
We still will rest.
Because Dangerfield's a completely different player.
Correct. But I think...
Can't kick, though.
It's true.
He fucking can.
Well, and Jenkins, not in front of goal. I mean, you know that with Jenkins, you have to play him full forward because he ain't leaving that goal square.
No, but the other thing too about Jenkins is he can play in the ruck.
Yeah, but you got Asana.
Yeah, but you don't like rucks.
I know.
Radically, I might be the number one ruckman.
Here's the thing, right?
And you probably lose again.
What it means is if Jenkins is rucking, it means there is no fucking way on this earth Chris Scott can put Blitzars in the ruck.
He'll still find a way.
Oh, fuck, kills me.
Yeah, just won't play.
The man is an Australian fullback. Leave him there. Fucking hell.
Tom. But that's what the opponent thinks that we're going to do.
Shut up! The opponent thinks that because it's the right call.
Jenkins at full forward, Tom Hawkins at centre half forward.
Yes.
Yep. What coaching decision?
Sav in the pocket.
Maybe gets a game.
Sav?
Maybe, we'll see.
Mate.
Jenkins is ahead of him now.
Nah.
Yep.
Nah.
Yep.
Mate.
Nah.
Yep. Nah.
All right.
Fuck you.
But yeah.
Nah.
All right.
Don't you dare say but yeah and then I'll come over there and choke you.
Don't say nah.
I think we did it right. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm pretty happy with how we went. We didn't give away a lot. We got a really good return for Kelly. And for the first time in a few years, Stephen Wells has, I think, three or four picks in the top 30. Maybe three.
Yeah, I'd argue that your net gain is an improvement.
Mm. Yeah, it's good.
Stephen and Kelly. You're going to get a similar output if Stephen's playing well.
Correct. Yeah. And Stephen, weirdly, I don't think people realize, is not a bad forward either. Can kick a goal.
I think people
and,
know that.
No, but it's in like.
Loves a goal.
It's seen as like your midfield engine bull, but can play in a pocket and kick, you know, a bag.
Any other thoughts on Geelong, mate?
I'm pretty happy.
Very good. Gold Coast. They got rid of Jack Leslie, Connor Nutting, Brad Shear, and Richard Talley and Tom Nichols retired. Archie was traded to Brisbane. They brought in Ellis, Brandon Ellis from Richmond, Hugh Greenwood, and Zach Smith.
They're pretty good ins.
Yeah.
Good, but I would have wanted better. Like, if you take out the King re-signing, which is this huge positive for Gold Coast, and if you just say, right, they're bringing in Alice Greenwood and Zach Smith, it's not a great trade period.
But
no, but if you see that they're going to get those two guys correct. In the draft who are going to go straight in the midfield, Hugh Greenwood's not going to play in the midfield. He's going to play half forward or forward for them and be a tackling, keep it in the area type player.
Yep.
You look at Alice, who is mature, reasonable leadership from what I've heard.
Comes from a good system.
Yep.
And knows a few of the players that are already there.
Are they going to get some good ins? But what I mean is, so they obviously have kept pick one and two, but they've still got another three picks inside the, you know, top 30.
You've also got to remember.
Should have traded them for another estate.
But what they have.
Why not?
Well, because you've got to remember they've also got guys like Lukosius will come along again a bit better. King will come along a bit better. Rankin's going to play for the first time.
Yeah, but they're not there yet, are they? Bring him one more. Why not?
No, should because
have gone harder for Crouch. Go for someone.
No, because they're at the point at the moment where it's about retaining the culture and retaining the players. You don't want to bring too much in that's not the young guys because you want the culture and them to grow together now.
Yeah, you don't want to.
They've passed the
point.
It's
a bit like you guys with just bringing in Hodge. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're right.
Prior to that, we brought in more than just Hodge.
Yeah, but Gemma is totally right, though. With Gold Coast, if you were to bring in too many people that come in over the top of the current team, then the team that you're building to be very good and trust Gold Coast and not leave, or all of a sudden, like, we're not respected. It's the same thing that, fuck, this happened. Maybe it was Adelaide. Someone offered, well, like, or Collingwood? Fuck, I'm not going to get this. Hopefully you guys remember. But there was someone where a player was offered, like, asked for a pay rise. The club said no and then brought in someone for, like, $1 million a season.
Yeah, I can't think who it is.
Wasn't that Adelaide because the Jake Lever thing then came
in? And then Bryce Gibbs came in.
Was that? Because
I feel like it was that. It was whoever, someone in Adelaide wanted to pay rise, they didn't get it, and then they paid a fuckload of money to get Bryce Gibbs in.
Yeah, I think it was that.
Yeah, because that was the whole Jake Lever controversy. And Walker came and said, oh, he's leaving for money and all that
shit. Yeah, I feel like
that's a completely different – that's a team in, you know, competing for a grand final versus a team who is one of the worst in history.
Yeah.
If you ask me if I'm a Gold Coast player,
do I want to bring in, do I want to draft a kid and build something together, or do I want to go after an A-grade talent who's going to help us be better?
No,
I
can but learn it, off.
And that's not what they needed. I need at least one more.
Zach Smith comes in with a bit of leadership and maturity.
Smith. I know. That's, no, that's but helpful.
Off the field.
A good system at Geelong. Yeah. But they needed to bring in another one. No, they needed a key signing, I think.
Look at Swallow. Greenwood's actually a massive signing. Look at the mature age players they got in. There's actually a lot to like about it. Look at Rory Thompson coming back from the ACL next year. You don't need any more of that older player. They want players that can play around Rankine for 10 years, 15 years, not and 2 years.
Smith means that Peter Wright plays exclusively as a forward.
Yeah, but I'm not talking a Luke Hodge. I'm talking a player in like, you know, 25, 26 years old.
But that's Brandon Ellis. That's Corey Ellis from last
Ellis
year.
Ellis is your budget option though. Like bring in someone good. Bring in someone who bring in like someone in stature like a Luke Hodge who can talk to the media. Like I'm all for it. They're building something really great, and they're gonna.
But who was available?
Yeah, but make someone available. This contracts don't mean anything.
Well, I think
you've got pick 15, pick 20, and I think pick 25. Turn that into something. Like why not?
Well, I think if they had lost Martin, they might have gone a bit harder on someone.
We're all very positive because the two kids they're going to get have said, love to go to Gold Coast. We're best mates. We're going to build something together. That doesn't guarantee the kids at 15, 20 and 25 are going to be the same. I just think get one more.
No, but I think they're preparing for long-term signings of the players they've got and are getting and preparing for maybe bringing in someone like a King brother next year or something like that. Yeah. I think they're preparing for next year.
Or they've done this year. Even going to Port and being like, hey, Connor Rosie.
Or they didn't want to waste too much money because the club will fold in a couple of years. There's a lot of options.
Nah, the AFLW team's starting. They're not folding now.
Yeah, but actually, we could end up – could be the first ever – yeah, it would be the first ever case of an AFLW club not having an AFL equivalent.
Can you stop mocking the Gold Coast?
No.
No, it's like really them. It's really easy.
That's okay. I
they're just garbage.
And no, when not. It gets when it comes to Sydney later on, I'm gonna want to be mean because of what happened before, but there's nothing really mean to say about them because as much
you
as
lied you lied before and now you realized.
Also, you like them.
I like them, and also I know that even though they finished 15th this year and it was you're gonna fight me on this, it was a disappointing year. They are going to rebound. You can't be happy with 15th.
Are we talking about Melbourne or Sydney?
Sydney.
I'm pretty happy with what Sydney did. It's the first time in 10 years they've missed finals. First time in 10 years they got a legit inside 10 pick.
Yeah, but you don't want that on purpose. You don't want to finish down the bottom of the ladder to get
an inside
pick.
With a percentage of 97 and regularly playing the youngest team or one of the youngest teams in the comp,
but then
I'm
that's,
okay with it.
Then that's like me being happy that Joe Danaher's staying because I'm like, well, it's keeping the status quo. Like, it's like a weird reason because if you want your team to do well, the easiest way for that to happen is to win.
No, I think it's realistic though because you can't be up the top all the time. Like, Geelong missed finals in 2015 or 16?
No, not 16. 16. The year before we got Dangerfield.
That was their year out, but they didn't bottom out. So then when they came back into finals, they kind of sat mid-range before they came up again. Sydney have gone down, played all young players, and retired a whole bunch of older players.
It's almost like one team is better at transitioning list on the run than the other. Just saying.
The Giants. Deledio retired. Dawson Simpson retired. They traded out Aiden Bonner, Jonathan Patton, Adam Tomlinson, and they brought in
Big sauce
Jacobs to team up with Sausage in the
Just
ruck.
On a side note.
Oh, Sausage with Sauce. Yes, that's Gemma. So fucking good.
Oh,
so,
my God. Well done, Giants. Sorry. No, that's good. And yes, what, Gemma?
Do you want to know what famous game Dawson Simpson played in and had a part in the dying moments of?
I'm going to guess the round 17 Sydney game where they beat Essendon or some shit.
That was round 14 and no. 2017, you're close. No, Miracle on Grass.
Yeah, he played on.
Yeah.
He marked the ball, handballed it over the top to Joel Corey, who was under more pressure than he realised. He had to held the ball up.
Big dummy.
But also Selwood played on, so.
Yeah, but if Dawson holds on.
Too many head knocks.
Anyway.
Hawkins was coming around for a better lead.
Entertaining. Anyway.
Fuck.
The Hawks brought in Patton and Sam Frost.
Good. No, that's sorry, huge. Did you skip GWS?
No, we did him.
We did him.
Not talking about it at all?
Okay. Well, no. Didn't do anything. Well, I brought in Sauce.
Good on him.
Teaming up with Sausage.
We lost Bonner.
Can I just say, can we really quickly?
Yeah.
The Hawks, over the last 3 or 4 years, very quietly, have gone Mitchell O'Meara, Impey, Wingard, Scully, Patton, and Frost. They're just building very quietly a very good team.
Yeah.
I like the way it's heading.
They're going to be, like, people are like, oh, but they didn't do too well. Yeah, no. Those parts are going to slowly just clunk together. And people talk about how Rance is going to be the best return for a team. Tom Mitchell comes back in and is then feeding the ball out to Wingard Scully.
What? Was Mitchell ACL?
A broken leg.
A broken leg, that's right.
Which sounds dumb, but it's okay for a guy like Mitchell who's not leg speed.
Yeah.
Line breaking run. Well, he's an extractor.
It's easier to recover from a broken leg than an ACL.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can get the ball out to an Omiro, can get the ball out to a Wingard.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where an ACL needs to be.
So Mitchell gets the ball, feeds it out to Scully, who takes off, delivers it down the throat of Jonathan Patton. Or if they lose the clearance, Frost intercept Mark or Sicily. Hawthorn just quietly over a long period of time have gone very well and a little bit. This sounds dumb, but it's almost like they've gone under the radar. Yes, these have been big signings.
I think what probably helped them is when they jumped up to fourth and then lost in straight sets because people were like, oh, they're not good.
Well, that's it. They're only being reviewed on the success of their recruits in the year that they immediately bring them in.
Yeah.
But Clarko's not a man who does that. They've been – just watch them this year. It's going to be a little bit scary.
Like another team.
traded out Birchall and Pitney, retired Roughhead, Tim Moore, Ryan Schoonmakers – delisted Caden Brand, Tay Miles, Darren Mitchington, and David Mirra.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sean, this episode has 15 minutes left.
All right.
Skip the teams that did nothing.
All right. Well, that's fucking everyone, mate. All right. Skipping Melbourne.
No.
Skipping North Melbourne.
No, we have to talk about Melbourne. Melbourne did a lot.
Let's talk about Port Adelaide.
Melbourne did a fuck ton.
No. Can we talk about Melbourne on one condition? They got rid of Sam Frost, and that was really fucking stupid.
I agree with you because I was the one that told you that Sam Frost was good.
Guys, Jim's never told me that.
Dumb as shit decision.
Langdon's a good pickup.
Consistent. But it makes.
Sure. Frost, yeah, no.
Just yell over the top of him, Gemma.
Do you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm just looking forward to them fucking cooking it again because they fucked up.
Yeah, Tomlinson's not going to be the answer.
Nah.
Sorry, Melbourne's off-field changes this off-season are as significant as their on-field ones.
Simon Goodwin still coach?
Yes, but it's their conditioning and strength.
So North Melbourne. Nah, go on, Melbourne.
Yeah, come on.
Melbourne.
Come on.
I'm going to throw a tantrum in a moment.
That's okay. I've already had one. So this episode's
I know it was directed at me.
So Melbourne.
Melbourne have
actually.
So North
Melbourne traded in Aiden Bonner. No, I'm sorry. That's it. Go.
Melbourne have zero intention of finishing towards the bottom of the ladder next year. You can tell that by.
Did they have any intention of finishing in the bottom of the ladder this year? Did they wake up in January and go, hey guys, you know how we got within a game of a grand final? Yeah, no, it's fucking cooked this year.
They're taking the big risk for the big reward, because the way they traded their picks as well as the players they got in, plus the way they've set up their defense with Frost gone, they're clearly planning for fit players next year, and which with the change in staff should have an impact. and they're planning to get their recruits in to change that game style a little bit. So if you look at the recruits they got in, it's a swing man, a big swing man that can help them in the forward line or defense when they do have to cover those injuries. And Ed Langdon is a clean kick inside 50, which was a big thing they lacked because their forward 50 entries were so terrible this year. And that was a big thing behind their poor performance. So look at that, plus the players they're going to get back next year, plus the two top 10 draft picks that they've got. They're planning that next year's the big year and they're going to settle on those two drafts this year and last year to go through. And plus add on the fact that next year's draft is apparently not very strong. So they're taking the risk now with that potential. I quite like it. I think it's really positive. Get Stephen May and Jake Lever and Michael Hibbard, Marty Hoare, and now Tomlinson playing in defense together for 15, 20 games next year instead of two. That's a really solid defense. Get Wiedemann, McDonald, Hannon, and potentially Tomlinson flipping in. Clary, those sorts of players playing together for 15, 20 games instead of two or three. That's a completely different side to what they had. In the Sydney game late in the season, they had a better 22 injured than they had on the field.
Yeah.
It's a completely different story next year for them. They're going all in. I really like it.
Collingwood had a lot of injuries last year.
So did Richmond.
And this year.
No, I'm not saying that was the only issue they had. If it was the only issue they had, they wouldn't have had to make any other changes. Yeah. They wouldn't have had to fire anyone. They wouldn't have had to bring in players. They wouldn't have had to trade for high picks.
Because didn't Melbourne have a weird thing? I think I saw this on your Twitter. So
probably.
Apologies if I'm cooking this real bad. But didn't like a lot of the Melbourne like behind the scenes people just quit one by one?
Yeah.
Like quietly?
Well, David Mission was the big issue, but he was already going to be moved on at the end of the season. So he was strength and conditioning, I think.
Why wait to the end of the season? Why not get rid of him last year if you knew he was a problem?
Melbourne have had that problem for 5 years and they didn't. I don't know. That's a question.
Yeah.
But Todd Viney's gone now.
Jack Viney. Call me. Tell me what the fuck's going on.
Todd Viney's gone now. Yeah. He's just retired out of football.
Yeah.
Tried it, Jack.
Jade Rawlings is gone.
Yeah.
And there's two others that have moved on.
Is there a chance, though, that this is actually a bad sign?
I was a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Early on, but I have full faith in Josh Marnie.
Yeah.
And the kind of the moves they made on field, like getting Tomlinson in, I think is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. He's a very good player. And Ed Langdon, I've been a massive fan for ages. The trades they got in and the slight risk that they took, that has made me more confident than the off-field.
Yeah.
Like the number of off-field changes.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling that a lot of those off-field changes were you're leaving, not they've quit.
Okay.
Didn't fix their forward line though.
But Sam Wiedemann barely played a game this year. Tom McDonald was fucking useless, but I think with Tomlinson and Wiedemann there will be beneficial. They barely had a small forward playing at all year, except for Jaden Hunt.
So who they got now?
Jaden
Hunt. As a small forward. Yeah. Well, Mitch Hannon will be back in. He's not injured anymore. They've got Charlie Spargo.
A lot of if, buts and maybes.
Jay Lockhart.
I just think
I hope it pans out next year.
It's not going to.
Why do I come here?
North Melbourne.
I don't know.
North Melbourne brought in Aiden Bonner and did nothing else.
Good on them.
Cool.
They
next.
Need a backman. They should get Josh.
Or they got Melbourne's future first rounder.
Good for them.
How many teams do we have left?
Port Adelaide. Traded in. No one lost. Billy Frampton, Dougal Howard, Paddy Ryder.
Port Adelaide.
Should have kept him.
Port Adelaide. Shit
so the bed. Just on Port
Kane
Adelaide.
Kane Corns thinks that Dougal Howard is Dan Houston. Yeah, Houston.
Kane Corns is a fuckwit.
But all I'm saying is he got them confused, and I think there are a lot of people that are getting them confused at the moment.
So my brother, big Port Adelaide fan, loves Houston, also loves Dougal Howard, is not getting both of them confused. And early on, I said on last week's episode that he was like, nah, it'll be fine. When the trade went through, I got a message from him in all caps. He was devastated. Mm-hmm. I was like, mate, you told me that you're okay with Howard being traded out. And he just sent back in all capitals, I was pretending. He's a bit sad.
Port cooked it. Ollie Wines will leave next year. Richmond didn't bring in anyone. Dan just Butler got rid of out. Butler and Alice.
But, do you know what I love though?
You know, they got
I was reading like a report card for them and they got a C-. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean they got a C-? They traded out one guy and they're getting Alex Rance back.
Yeah.
They don't need to trade in any. They already did it. They brought did it last year when they brought in fucking Lynch.
Mm. Tom, last week, did we talk about St Kilda for 60 minutes?
We did.
We're going to talk about them for about 6 seconds.
Hey, they did good on your Saints.
Well done.
Matt was right.
Got them all.
Got everyone.
St Kilda.
Thank you for taking Zach Jones.
St Kilda probably won the trade period.
Mm. On volume, I guess.
No, but even just like, because what St Kilda have done is they've brought in, look, I'm all for this because they've brought in a lot of like B players to like A minus players.
Moneyball.
Yeah, they've moneyballed it.
I love Moneyball.
Good money. Hey, no, Sean, if anyone's moneyballed this trade period, Brisbane. Geelong.
Brisbane.
Jenkins, Stephen.
How is that?
Some good picks.
How is Jenkins part of a moneyball situation?
He's fine.
They're high profile players.
Yeah, but then
Moneyball is when you take a little.
Tom, have you fucking seen Moneyball?
It's a very good movie.
I don't think you've even watched it.
Do you understand?
Fuck you. I know how Moneyball works.
Are you sure?
It's complex for you, mate. You didn't understand.
Is there math involved?
There's bloody math.
Ah, fuck.
West Coast brought in Tim Kelly.
I feel like you've skipped a few teams here.
No. We have to.
No, we haven't.
We haven't, though.
No.
West Coast. The Doggies. Doggies, hang on. Doggies brought in Josh Bruce, Alex Keith. Really good.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I think that's all the time we have.
I think it's everyone. Yeah, I don't think we've got any time for any more time.
Do you have a question for Joel?
Yeah, I do.
There's one team we missed.
I think there's one team we missed, Sean.
Sydney. Gemma, we're on the clock here, mate.
Because this guy had his big rant.
60-second recap of Sydney?
Did a really good job.
I'll go.
I'm actually really happy about it. I question the Papley thing because if he wanted to go home based on family situation, they should have got him there. So I hope there's some sort of welfare situation they've got.
They should also never have promised Danaher they were going to get him.
Can we talk about that briefly? Because who said Sydney promised him anything?
Danaher.
Damien Barrett.
Damien Barrett. What?
aren't you being Damien Barrett right now?
No.
Having a big whinge about Sydney, promising the earth?
I'm pretty sure, didn't Danaher say that he was promised to go there?
How could they promise? He's contracted. Sydney would be dumb to say, we promise we'll make it happen.
I just feel like it's awkward that they didn't land a player that Tom Harley had dinner with in like round 16.
Okay, let's talk about this because there's this media kind of thing that Sydney have done all this stuff. They've gone after him. He's got a history with Tom Harley, and Charlie Gardner is very clear on the fact that him requesting a trade to Sydney was a very late thing.
Hmm.
I'm inclined to trust Sydney more than I am Essendon, personally.
But also, like,
nah.
But also,
this is exactly like Wells saying, "Oh, we're not going to trade Kelly," but then internally it coming out that they told him after the Richmond game they were going to trade him.
But what I mean is, where is it coming from that Sydney owe anyone anything, that they promised anyone anything, Sydney, that he's worth whatever?
Oh, look, I protect my sources. I'm a full on Tom Brown.
It is weird because, look, if we take it from the same point of view where disregard things about like the reasons why Danaher would want to leave, it is strange from both Essendon and Sydney because it is kind of the same thing. Like both players,
you both fucked up.
Yeah,
but I think Sydney fucked up in not letting Papley go back to Victoria, but I don't think they fucked up by not getting Danaher.
Oh no, I think you fucked that up too.
How much of that plays into you personally just don't want Joe Danaher?
No, I think that given what Essendon were asking for, which was a player that was younger than Danaher.
And better.
Arguably.
Because they wanted Heaney, didn't they?
They wanted Heaney or Blakey. Which
five and Heaney.
Or Parker. Which
I have no issue with
our
the
captain,
fact that that's a ridiculous deal. I know that. But let's not.
But what I mean is Joe Danaher is
better than Danaher.
Joe Danaher is 25 years old.
Yep.
He's 25. He hasn't played in 2 years.
Yeah, but no. The thing about Danaher is 25 years old, but if he is fit, so he's a key position.
I know that he's a very good player.
Key position, good mark, can kick 50 or 60 goals.
Can.
I know that he's a very good player.
Perfect fit for Sydney. Can also play in the ruck. Means a Lee Rallier can play in the back line.
We have four rucks still on our list, thank you. So I think we're okay.
Yeah, but like, I just think he would have been perfect. Him and Buddy. And oh.
No, but.
They're getting another ruckman next year anyway.
the different situation is as well is that he's a free agent next year. They would have been idiotic to give up so much to get someone that's going to be a free agent next year.
You watch the Giants or someone like
go
that.
Go for
or
it.
Brisbane.
Go for it. But
go hard on him.
It would have been a waste for the Swans to give up what Essendon were asking
this
for.
This episode will age poorly when next year Danaher requests that Essendon sign him again because he loves the club.
And Isaac Heaney requests a trade to the Bombers because he's heard from his good friend Joe Danaher. How good they are. He's already got the bleached blonde tips.
Essendon finished sixth win one final.
That's why it's so...
Now it's a bloody fantasy.
I will celebrate the first final win harder.
Well,
than
you are. We get an Oratio fresh cut.
Not for one final. I've already gone on record saying for a grand final. Absolutely.
So, Dusha, we go on record and saying Essendon win the grand final next year.
I will bleach my hair.
Can I give you the bell chambers cut?
Oh, actually, absolutely.
No. It's all happening. Bleach for a week and then the bell chambers.
No. Yeah, give me the bell chambers. Aerodynamic as fuck.
All right. Done.
Fuck. I'll then also join the local footy league and put myself in rock. 2020 is going to be a big year.
2021.
2021 will be... 2020 will be a big year. 2021 will be a big year for the local footy scene. So, I don't necessarily... Like, I agree in the sense that, like, Essendon have always been fuckwits to trade with. It's a thing. Yeah. We're absolute horseshit.
Hey, remember when Ryder wanted to go to Port Adelaide and Dodora asked for Wines and Wingard and a pick for one player?
Yeah.
Dodora's a piece of shit.
But that's what I mean. Like, he's not an idiot. He's just very stubborn. Yeah, we also got Shield.
Essendon arrogance.
Yeah.
Worst team to trade with, I think.
We were, but then apparently we weren't, and now we are again.
No,
you are.
Nah.
But it was just that one year that you weren't because you wanted everything.
And we got it.
Yeah, now you're back to being pricks.
Yep, it's good. Anyway, I don't think that you not taking Danaher was a mistake, especially because what we were just like, nah, that's not good enough. Give us more. That's dumb. But because Papley had requested a trade so early on, if it became apparent that Essendon weren't going to budge, I don't know why you didn't sort something else out for Papley.
Yeah, that's more my question is. Yeah. But Sydney in the past have a history of facilitating that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
For players that did want to go home for family reasons. So
Gary Rowan.
Stuart Maxfield stayed at the Swans, but he was able to live in Melbourne and commute up. So hopefully there's some sort of welfare situation that they've sorted out for him. And then potentially he gets traded out next year instead of this year. Because
every second game for Sydney is at the MCG and Papley only plays the games in Victoria.
So like Gary Ablett when he was at Gold Coast refused to travel?
Yes.
But
except the reverse. He refuses to play at home in Sydney.
But yeah, my frustration from this trade period came out of the like ridiculous media stuff that was going on.
It happens every year, though.
But it was
nothing happened.
It was a new level this year, I reckon.
Yeah, because nothing happened. If one of those trades had gone early, like if Papley had been done or Danaher or Stephen had been done on the first day.
But they started the trade radio 4 days before the free agency started.
They so always
like,
do.
They, no, it was worse this year. They had five days was to really? Like just talk it about. Early? It was bullshit. Like it was so bad and it created so much aggression and anger between people. It was the worst decision they could have made.
It'll happen every year. Before the period started, they'd already basically gone through every single thing every club should do.
And then when nothing happened, they just started going on rants about how Sydney's failed this or this has happened. Or
what
this
also
has
didn't
happened.
Help too, I have to admit, was their social media was hyping it up every day. Every day I'd like open something and it'd be like, it's all going off in the trade round. It's like, nothing's happened. What do you mean it's going off? You're just talking about speculative trades that aren't going to happen.
Make it 4 days. What is it now, 10 days?
Yeah, but also don't start trade radio until maybe the night before trades start. Yeah.
Idiots.
The media made it so much worse.
Pack of idiots.
I think that it's also bad because, it's rare to have a player of such high, like Danaher, whether you like him or hate him, he was an All-Australian player.
Yeah.
Which means that by having someone that well-regarded, even whilst injured, for a team that's doing okay, to be like, no, I want to, and it like he did things that caused speculation throughout the season, this is going to be the case, but him announcing that, like the media was going to go nuts regardless.
Yeah. The media is the problem in.
Yeah.
They're going to be great next year.
The media.
Oh, yeah.
What picks they got?
Well, no, they're just going to go after Joey for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
He's going to love it.
Grundy's going to have everyone talking about him for 12 months too.
Love it. And then because he's a free agent, he's going to request to leave anyway because it's going to be the Melbourne bubble.
I wouldn't be surprised if it got really bad if he sat parts of next year out.
Yeah,
like John
Papley. I really hope he doesn't, but he might.
Papley or Danaher?
Danaher.
Danaher. Papley lives in Sydney. There's no bubble.
His value will go down too. He is Essendon will match the bid though.
Yeah, because they're fuckwits.
They'll force a trade.
Yeah.
They just won't get as good as they could have got this year.
Yeah. They're doing wrong by Danaher if he genuinely wants out because he can't handle the Melbourne lifestyle by keeping him there. It's only going to be worse for everyone. Just like Papley, and that's why I hope that they've got something sorted for him.
Body as well.
That's Look at what happened to Tom Boyd. He came back to Melbourne.
You know what? I've come around. Fuck the AFL media in the trade period. We don't want fucking Tom Boyd 2.0. Fuck off.
Fuck the Bombers too.
Also, fuck the Bombers. I don't like him now, and but I sort of did.
Dodoro's big thing was like, yeah, but like, you know, this is what we wanted, and Sydney didn't make it happen. Then get draft picks and flip that into players yourself.
Yeah.
Like but his thing was like Sydney weren't offering any players that we wanted, so we put it back on Sydney to find players for us in like a three-way deal. No, you do that, Bombers.
Sydney offered Papley and Jones, the two players that wanted out.
And a pick.
And a pick.
What pick?
Five or nine.
Can't have been nine because you didn't
it
have
can't
nine.
Have been nine to five. And then they also offered nine and a future first because they were told categorically that five and nine wouldn't get it done. And Dodoro coming out and saying they never offered five and nine was because they said that's not going to be enough.
Yeah.
So it's all about the way it's been portrayed as well, is that Dodoro says this, therefore that must be true when that wasn't what happened. So then Sydney are the liars, and that was what my frustration was, and the way Barrett – and Corns followed it up straight after that. Those two little press conferences.
Yeah, I heard
was
Harley
fucked.
I heard Harley talk about it and say, like, technically five and nine weren't offered, but that's because Essendon
said that wasn't going to do
on the front
it.
Foot and said that's not going to work. So then for Sydney, they're like, well, we're not going to trade Papley then, on the chance that maybe Essendon changed their mind.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
And fuck to ask you, for the two of the most New South Wales players you'll ever find in Heaney and Blakey, and then one of our captains. Like, clearly, it's like when you
give us your captain. Give us all of them,
that's
all
like
three.
What Tom said before when who they go after.
They wanted Wingard, Wines, and a pick for Ryder.
I feel like that's such a fucking ridiculous request that it's just Essendon standing behind, thinking, oh well, we tried to make it happen.
Yeah.
Whereas the difference there though is Port Adelaide went get fucked, come on, and actually, I think
so did Sydney.
Yeah, but I
but just politely.
I think Port Adelaide though went, no, this is what we'll offer you. Bombers blinked. Whereas I think Sydney went, oh well, they're not going to take that offer, so I guess we'll never offer it. Whereas I think maybe if Sydney had which isn't Sydney's fault necessarily.
No, but the difference is the fact there's a free agent next year. That's the difference. So it's like Tim Kelly. He wasn't going to be a free agent the next year, so they weren't going to lose him for nothing. They still had the currency. Essendon are going to lose the currency now, and that's what it was. Sydney were like, well, we don't have to do this.
Yeah, that's why Essendon is stupid.
Ah, fair.
Should have made something happen.
Dusha, I don't even want to ask you if you have any emails because I'm just disappointed in you and your club.
Shouldn't be disappointed because, again, this is all speculation on how Joe Danaher's feeling, which is, again, from the AFL media that we now hate.
Ah, you know what?
I just hope he's okay.
It's true. Like, I hope he's all right. I actually hope he plays every game this year. I hope he kicks 80 goals.
Next year.
Yeah, this year too.
Yeah,
I hope he goes back in time.
Goes back in. He's so healed from his injury, gives him the ability to time travel.
Can I just say 2020 is the year of Tom McCartan, that's all.
Or Joey kicking 80, Charlie kicking 80. The year of the 80.
Ablett kicking 60 because he's not playing every game.
Kicking 60 all at Geelong because he refuses to travel out of Geelong.
Nah. Whoa, that's big. Unless it's a final.
kicks 60 in the regular season, takes a break, comes back in the grand final, kicks 20.
Oh,
guess he's 80. Yeah.
Just turns as he kicks goal number 20, he just looks at the crowd and is like, look at me now, dad. Look at me now.
I hope he recreates mark of the century but gets higher.
That wasn't a mark?
Hey, yeah, it wasn't.
He touched it once.
Do we have any emails? Nah. This is a very long episode. Heated.
I lost my fucking mind.
Some people need to go cool off, and Sean and I are very sweaty because people that we know are fighting and it feels like just being at home all over again.
The thing that tore us apart was not only my lunacy, but the AFL media.
I love it.
Barrett, you've got a lot to answer for. So what you should do, though,
I'm just going
to
assume that everything I hear in the media is a lie.
Yeah, just do it.
Including this podcast, which is also part of the AFL media.
We are part of the AFL media. Yeah, we're officially sponsored by Not AFL.
Not AFL.
So we're not going to do any emails because it's a very long episode. But what we're going to do instead is you to send us an email and tell us who won the Danaher trade, Sydney or Essendon.
Sydney.
And email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or let us know on Twitter at howgoodsfooty or individually. I'm at Orchid Treed.
I'm at Sidekick of Dowie.
I'm at Juice13.
And how do we find you, Gemma?
GL Bastiani.
Or?
Play on Radio Melb.
And what's that?
The radio station that I run.
Yay. Yes. And who's on that?
You guys.
Yeah. Yes. When?
Wednesdays at 4 p.m., Thursdays at 5 a.m.
Yes. Woo! And that's Melbourne time, so if you live overseas,
daylight savings time. Australian Eastern Standard Daylight Savings Time.
So not standard. T. Yeah.
I also quit my job, so if anyone's got
Job's
going. Tweet at me.
Yeah. Despite her insane opinions about it, like Sydney's 15th finish.
Or the fact that she continues to refuse that Melbourne's season did not pan out.
Gemma is a lovely and very clever person apart from that, and a hard worker, and runs an entire radio station. So if you've got any jobs going, hire her.
Gemma, we hope the job prospects pan out.
I hate you so much.
See you next week.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.